Nicolas Petit before the race start. You had a fantastic race last year, coming in the top 10. And did that surprise you? Did you surprise yourself, or were you really feeling competitive last year?
I thought I had a really nice dog team, but my real goal was to finish the race with a happy, healthy dog team. And so that was my priority. So when I got to Unicleek, I saw I was in 12th or 13th, and I had top 20 pretty much wrapped up. So I figured I'd stay there for a long time. I was there for 8.5 hours, and all of a sudden, I had a flying machine for a dog team. So that was fun.
So how many of the dogs that you had last year are in this year's team?
There's 5 of the ones that finished, and the rest are improvements. So I'm really looking forward to this year. Mm-hmm.
And in regards to the trail, and of course you can't do anything about weather and conditions of the trail and all of that, but does that, you know, are you thinking much about that at this point, or do you just kind of take it as it comes?
You know, we're all going to have to deal with the same issues. So it's a matter of how we manage them and how our dogs respond to our "please slow down" commands.
How do you slow a dog team down in the icy conditions? Obviously riding the brake a lot, but I imagine your dogs at this point are pretty well trained to slow down when they need to.
I ask them to walk, and they walk. So I say walk, and they slow down.
You're pretty new, I think, to this. You're one of the newer names, and definitely one of the people that people will be watching this year, having made it in the top 10 last year. And talk about, I guess, more of why you got into mushing and why you're here today, and what is it about this race and being with a team that has you competing?
What got me into this is I adopted a husky when I moved to Alaska 12 years ago, 13 years now. His name was Ugly. Passed away in the fall, and he actually helped me train my leaders that are the best leaders. Like, there's no better leader than Dirtbag, my little white dog. And so that's how I got into mushing. And then I went and helped Jim Lanier for a winter, the guy with the white dogs over there, and he needed a hip replacement, and so he said, "Well, Nick, you do good with my dog, so I want you to run him on the Iditarod, so you better get qualified," and da-da-da. And I said, whoa, and off I went. And those dogs really knew what they were doing, and they got me, the novice, to know them first amongst the novices. And that really helped jumpstart my mushing career. So thanks a lot, Jim. And then the Reddingtons now, Remy Reddington lets me run his dog team, and those are nice dogs. So that's how I got into it, and that's how I got to stay in it.
Now talk about Dirtbag a little bit. I know he really did a lot for you in the past couple of races. I remember one time when there was a ton of water, like this huge stream of water in the middle of the trail, and Dirtbag went for it. And I remember you just kind of being blown away at what this dog does. Talk about the importance of him in your team.
Dirtbag's like this little dog that, you know, it's like the little engine that could, he can. We just can't go fast. But slow on the Iditarod is fast. So he's a perfect Iditarod dog. He's never tired. He's always happy. And he's my buddy.
Well, thanks, Nick. I'll see you definitely in Nikolai and chat with you then. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.